Well, it's good to be here, and it's good to see everybody that's out today. So we're glad you're here, all the smiling faces, and want you to know we love you. So if you got your Bible, turn into Psalms 85 and verse 6. Psalms 85 and verse 6. Praise be to the Lord. So I want to really try to help us all, me included, today. How many knows we need His Word?
Yes, amen.
His Word is manna. It's food for the soul. It's nourishment. It's guidance. It's guidance. It's strength. It's knowledge. Wisdom. Praise be to the Lord. Psalms 85 and 6. And I'd like to deal today with a renewing and a refreshing and a reviving from the presence of the Lord.
Yes, we need
that. Oh, a renewing, Lord, and a refreshing. Hallelujah, yes. God. Psalms 85 and 6, the writer said, "Wilt thou not revive us again? Again? That thy people may what?
Rejoice
in thee. Show us thy mercy, O Lord, and grant us thy salvation." Let me read it one more time while you're standing. "Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" You may be seated. Hallelujah to God. David was saying to God, "Restore us, Lord, from a depressed state." How many of you ever felt like at times in your Christian life, you're down. You can't put your finger on, "Why do I feel down? Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me?" There's times you feel low. And David was a saying, "Restore us, O God, from them low times." Phew, holy. "Renew our minds and our memory, O Lord, and take us back to the times that you've moved before when we were so lifted up and blessed." Jesus, how many longs for those times?
Yes.
To be lifted up, to feel that in your soul, a lifting up.
Come on.
A refreshing. The opposite of being revived. This is the condition you get in. You're declining. You're withering. You're fading. You feel like you're fading. It means to be exhausted. You're just tired. You're drained out. And you're weakened. This is exactly, children, what the enemy of your soul wants to do.
Yes.
Is to get you in that declining, depressed state.
Amen.
Holy Lord. Did you know that a reviving starts down in our hearts?
Yes.
Where does it start, Brother Tommy? It starts in a longing of the heart, a desire, calling out to God, reaching to Him, Lisa, "I need you.
Yes.
And I want you. I long for you, God, your spirit, that I can feel it in my heart again."
Yes.
I'm telling you, children, the Lord wants us all lifted up.
Yes.
He wants to lift us up. Lift up your countenance, children. Lift your eyes and look up. Oh, God. It's in your spirit that you need revived. In this scripture, it was a prayer for God to restore their relationship with Him, that the joy may return. Brother George calls me. We have church all the time on the phone. I've been on the phone two or three times the last couple of days with him. He said, "Brother Tommy, I wouldn't want to go one day," he said, "without feeling God." He said, "I don't see how people get drift away from him. He said, "After all the Lord's done for me," he said, "if I get in a place," he said, "I can feel His Spirit, I feel like I was lost, oh God. How many could look back in your timing? I know we have seasons, don't get me wrong. We do go through valleys. We have our mountaintops and we have our low times. But can you imagine when you go through those times, you long for another refreshing?
Yes.
I long, Lord, for your spirit again. Oh, Lord, would you pour out your blessing again, Lord, and fill my soul, holy God, holy.
Yes.
We need that refreshing, Brother Ron. We need that reviving. Oh, God. It starts in the heart.
Yes.
It's in here. It's a desire in here. I want him. Oh, God. True joy only comes from God's presence and favor. And listen, you will know. We have our battles. Don't get me wrong. Every one of us, children of God, we have our trials. We have our battles.
Oh, yeah.
The enemy fights every one of us.
Oh, yeah.
But when I know I'm in his favor.
Praise the Lord. You know.
When I know I'm in his will. When I know that I'm trying with my whole heart.
Right.
And I'm trying to obey him and live for him. That enemy may howl. Come on. Them old voices of the enemy may come.
Right.
But I've got something on the inside that's like I can say, Lord, I'm a trusted in you.
Yeah.
And I know that you, oh, I feel him go over me. Raise your hand. I know he's with me.
Yeah.
There's just something about it. I know that he's with me. Holy, I'm a servant him. I'm a walking with him. I'm praying. I got a good prayer line. I'm a reading my Bible. And I know the Lord is with me. Oh, God.
Yes.
Jesus, we love you here today. To know that you're in his favor. Listen, when God's people drift away from him, you'll never be happy.
Right.
I'd like to holler. I'd like to stand on this roof and holler to the whole world and say, if you're away from God, you're not happy. I know you're not happy. Mm-mm. If you ain't where you used to be in the Lord, you ain't happy. Oh, there's something missing in your life, and you know that there is. When God's people drift away from him, the joy diminishes. And with it goes the strength and the zeal for life. God's people need more than an outward prosperity. They need an inward relationship with Jesus and a renewal in their love for God. Renew me, Lord. Let me be committed, dedicated to you. There's a song that says, bring me back. Bring me back to the old way, Lord. Raise you with a hand. Oh, God. If you've slipped one inch, one day, a decade, if you've been away from the Lord, you're not happy. No matter where you are, who you are, what you own, and what you have, there'll never be true joy and peace in your soul till you return and come back to the fountain of life.
Amen.
Praise God. Oh, Jesus. Blessed God. Acts 3:19. Repent ye therefore and be converted. Let God change you. Let him do a work in you. That your sins, your backslidings would be healed, your sins blotted out. When the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. How many ever repents and you don't, no matter, I always tell the Lord, I when I pray, I go to him, I said, God, forgive me. I always, in every prayer, forgive me, cleanse me, wash me, purge me. Forgive me of all my faults. Forgive me of all my failures. God, I tell him, Lord, give me another bloodbath. Oh, that holy crimson stream of blood, it still flows. It speaks louder than the blood of righteous Abel. The blood cries, return unto me. I still have power to cleanse and to wash. Give me another bloodbath, Jesus. I'm telling you, you will feel it and you will know it when the blood flows over your soul. There will be a cleansing. There will be a witness in you that you know that I am His and He is mine. Hallelujah. I am His child. Oh God. Thank you, Lord. Times of refreshing. In the Hebrew, it reads times, or it reads seasons. You go through seasons of refreshing. Times of refreshing in the Greek, I meant. It's when God renews, He restores, He revives, and brings new strength to His people.
Yes.
It is not, listen, it is not just a little touch. It's not just an emotional feeling in the mind to feel better for the moment. It is a spiritual renewal of the Holy Ghost. Children, can I tell every one of us, we cannot make it in this hour unless we have these times of refreshing.
Yes.
From His presence. Yeah. Glory, glory, glory.
Yes.
We need the inner man renewed.
Yes.
Renew me. Jesus, make me new all over again. Refreshing is what God sends when the soul has been dried out by battles. I mean, he's ever felt like, man, I'm dried out from the battles.
Yeah.
It comes when you're weary. Weariness, discouragement. Oh, God, these things dry you out. Refreshing is the breath of God coming and breathing again upon His people, renewing their strength to go on. How many could say today, Brother Tommy, I am going on?
Yes.
I'm going on.
Yes.
I'm on my way to heaven. Thank you, Lord. I'm not quitting. I'm not sitting down. I refuse to let the devil discourage me and depress me. Thank you, Lord. I'm going on with Jesus. Oh, precious God.
Mom.
Oh, Lord. The times of refreshing is not found being away from God, but it's being near Him. Near Him. If we want refreshing, we must get back into His presence.
Right.
Through repentance, prayer, worship, and His Word.
Yes.
And yielding to the Holy Ghost. How many knows that we need a spiritual renewing?
Yes, amen.
I don't care if you've been saved 50 years, 60, 75 years, or more. There's times I need a refreshing.
Yes.
I need a fresh drink of water, Lord. I need another drink from Your well.
Yes.
Holy, y'all feel that?
Amen.
There's crystal clear water. It's cold and it's refreshing. God, I need another drink. I need another drink, Lord, to be able to go on.
Come on.
There's strength in the water. How many knows the water of his word? It said in, was it Ephesians, the water of his word, the water of his spirit. How many wants a drink from that today? Ooh, God. Oh, stay with me, stay with me. We're getting ready to go visit Elijah. How many wants to go visit Elijah today?
Yeah.
Praise God. Listen close. We, every one of us, battle Satan every day of our life.
Oh, yeah.
In one way or the other. Somebody says, if it ain't one thing, it's 12 others. Yeah. Battling. We battle. He comes. We battle. Listen close. I'm trying to help us. We battle in the mental realm. Somebody said, man, they said, most of my troubles from here up. It's right here.
Yes.
We battle him in the mental realm. We battle the devil in the physical. But where he hits and where he aims the most is for the spiritual.
Right.
Do you know why? Because the spiritual is where your strength lies. It's where you stand. It's where your faith is. The enemy don't want you having victory in the Lord.
Come on.
If you let him, he'll take away your desire. He'll use anything and everything he can to drag you down in your spirit man. That's his aim. He comes for this in here. He doesn't want you going on. He comes to God's people to discourage and stop them spiritually. He'd like to zap our joy in serving Jesus. Listen, I started serving God over 52 long years ago, and the devil has never let up on me, Tommy Romans. He'll keep bringing battles to take the air out of you to the point that you get tired of fighting, and he wants you to give in. Come on. Oh, he wants you to sit back and to lose the Spirit's touch. He wants you stalemate. If you live to be 100 and serve the Lord 90 years of it, he'll battle you all the way to the grave. There's no discharge in this world. How many's got God on your side today? Can you say, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world? I'm serving the greater one. Praise be to the Lord.
Yeah.
He's greater. He's better. He's sweeter. Praise God, than anything in this whole wide world. How many's ever felt, Lord, I need a renewing. Lord, I need new strength, mentally, physically, but most of all, spiritually.
Come on.
You see, if the devil can get in here loud enough, and if he can really get in here, he can torment you, so to speak, and it's my way of making it up. There's a golden cord that reaches from your mental, your brain, your mind. It reaches down to your heart. It's an unseen cord. And I'm telling you, children, we're living in a time right now, the eyes are the gateway to the soul. What you see going on all around you, the trouble, the chaos, and the sin. What you hear every day from the literal voices of this world and the voices of the enemy. And we're living in a time that we have to shove these things out. And I call it replacement theology. It's not easy. Because when the devil brings things and you run things over in your mind, and it's like a record sometimes, the old-fashioned record, sometimes the needle gets stuck in the rut and you hear it over and over and over. The bad thing plays over and over and over again. You got to reach down and pick the needle up and get it out of its rut and go on and say, God, I'm getting the negative things and the things of doubt, I'm getting them out of here, and I'm going to praise you. Raise your little hand. Pick up the needle, children. It's time to pick up the needle of the past. Oh, God.
Jesus.
Holy Lord.
Yes, thank you,
Jesus. I need you, Jesus. And see if he can trouble this in here. He goes right through that cord, that golden cord, right down into the heart. That's his aim. That's his aim. He wants to bind you here in your spirit.
Come on.
And if he can do that, you're bound. Oh, God. You'll never have joy. Lord, I've had my struggles.
Come on.
Sometimes, oh God, it gets hard. I've had mind battles. I have fought the devil many times till I was tired, frustrated, and weary. Oh Lord, would you renew me once again in thy strength and thy power? I need a refreshing from the presence of the Lord. And if I can get that, oh God, I know I can go on. Children, we need a renewal and a restoration.
Yes.
A renewed fellowship with the Lord.
Yes.
I need new strength and encouragement and peace from God's presence. My gracious sakes, if I could call Elijah. Elijah, come here and get in this microphone.
Come and help us.
Hey, Elijah. Could you come here today and talk to us?
Come on.
Are you all ready for what I got?
Yes.
Put your seatbelts on. Oh, Lord, have mercy sakes. Come here, Elijah. Tell us. Did you know, listen, the Old Testament was written for our ensamples, our examples. We can look in here and we could say, Lord, there's people in here I'd like to be like. They were blessed. But look what they had to do to get blessed. A pattern right here of the old patriarchs of old and how they served God was faithful to walk with him. But on the other hand, there is stories in here, sad, when people walked away from God. People messed up. They missed it. They lost their life.
Come on.
I want some good examples.
Yes.
Elijah. Come here, Elijah. Here we go. Before we do that, I want somebody to go to James and read for me James 5, 16 through 18. James 5th chapter, 16 through 18.
Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another, that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. And it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit.
Elijah was a man subject to like passions as we are. He wasn't a superhuman being.
Right.
Neither are we. But he knew how to get a hold of God and pray.
Yes.
To God could send fire and send rain. But he had a weakness. Elijah had faults. Listen, stay with me. Children, notice very close what the Apostle James is saying here in these three scriptures. Even though Elijah was a prophet, he was greatly anointed and called of God, and even though he could pray big prayers and get great answers from God, and the Lord would move in a mighty way, he was still human just like us.
Right.
He had his faults and he had his weaknesses. Number one, he knew what it was to feel pressure.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to get into it. Number two, he knew what it was like to get tired. Tired of battling. tired of battling people in sin in his generation.
Yes.
Number three, he knew what it felt like to be afraid.
Right.
Number four, this God called man knew what it was like to feel all alone. Number five, he knew the feeling of being discouraged. Number six, Elijah got to the place that he felt like giving up and wanted to quit. Lord, just take my life.
Right.
Yes. Who's ever been there?
Amen.
You don't have to answer. I've had battles before, so hot. I say, Lord, I wished I'd have never been born.
Oh, yeah.
True. Be honest.
Yep.
Lord, I wished you'd just call me home. Get me out of all of this mess down here. God's got you here for a reason. Are you tired?
Yeah.
How many in this house is tired? Mm-hmm. You're weary. You're battling. You feel the fatigue. And the enemy comes right on top of every bit of it. And you feel like you just like to run and get away. If there was a place I could go to. I need help, God. I need help. Oh, Jezebel, buddy, that old witch.
Uh-huh.
That ungodly, devil-possessed woman.
Yep.
That ruled her king husband, Ahab. Oh, God have mercy sakes. She had Ahab. What was it? To take the vineyard away from Naboth and have him killed.
Right.
I mean, so we had the devil, I'm going to take you out. The devil says, I'm going to take you down. I'm going to use something. I'm going to take you out. I'm going to take you down. Oh, Elijah ran for his life. Oh, God. Out of the threats of a woman. Listen now. We had this story. How many read the story that I sent out on the text? Okay, here we go. Elijah lived in a time of great apostasy. That's where we're at today. He lived in a nation that had forsaken God and worshiped idols of every kind, just like our day right now. Did he ever get discouraged? Did he ever get tired of fighting? Was the Lord done with him? No. We all will come to places and times in our life that we feel burned out from fighting and think, what's the use? Lord, I'm just tired of it all. This blessed man had prayed in a time of drought that had went on for 3.5 years. And the Lord sent a mighty rain. This man stood alone in the gap between heaven and hell to turn the people's hearts back to God. He stood in the face of idol worshipers, of false gods, and he called their hand. He called down fire from the heaven, and God answered and opened up people's eyes. They knew God was real. He had 450 false prophets of Baal killed. Wicked Queen Jezebel sent Elijah a messenger to tell him, this time tomorrow, I'll have your life. Listen. Elijah takes off. He runs a day's journey into the wilderness, and he came and sat down under a juniper tree. And he requested for himself that he might die. He said, it's enough. How many has ever felt, man, it's enough.
Right.
It's just enough. Now, Lord, take my life. I've had it. I've had enough. I'm done. I'm through with it all. Is this the voice of the enemy?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Is it the voice of the devil speaking in the people's minds? That after a while you'll get tired of the battle. You'll get tired of living by faith. You'll get tired of going against the grain of this generation. You go against the grain of family, friends. They don't want this holiness way. You feel like sometimes you're all alone. Oh God, they don't understand you. But you know what the Lord has showed you, pointed to you in your life. And you say, Lord, holiness is real. And I'm going to go with you and serve you in holiness. It don't matter what others think, what they say, what they do. I'm telling you, the people of our generation and even our family would like to slam the door in our face. Hey, Lord, I'm telling you, I'm still going on. Raise your head, I'm still going on. Devil, I ain't going to listen to your threats and your lies and the spirit of fear that you're trying to put up on me. You tell me I'm going to fall, but I ain't going to fall as long as I hold on to my God.
Yes, praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. I'm going on.
Praise the Lord.
Holy God, Jesus, he takes off a whole day's journey in the wilderness. How many knows today that when we feel like we're done, God says, I ain't.
Right.
Wave your hand to him.
Oh,
I'm not done.
Come on.
I'm not in the grave. This body ain't in the grave. The Lord has not called me home. I'm 72 years old. 1 year ago, I fought cancer out of a step 10 being the worst. Mine was step 7. I've come a long way in a year's time. God has renewed me. God has touched me. God has healed me. Praise the Lord, I feel good in my soul. Oh, I might have my battles. I might have my mind struggles. Hey, Lord, but God says I'm not done yet. Raise your hand. You're here today, every one of you sitting in these seats here today. God ain't through with you. He's not done with you. You're still here for a purpose. You got another song to sing and another testimony to give. And you got more praying to do. Hey, I'm telling you, when we think it's over, God says, I ain't done yet.
There it is. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God.
Come on.
I ain't done yet.
Amen.
I ain't done yet. Woo. I ain't finished. I got some more work to do. How many still with me here today?
Amen.
Oh God, oh God, oh God. Thank you, Lord. I'm not done with you, Elijah. You might think I am. And you might think that I ought to take you out of here, take you on to heaven. It ain't your time yet. You hear me, Elijah? You may be tired, son. You might be frustrated and weary with it all. But I ain't. I'm not. And as he laid down and slept under a juniper tree, Brother Ron, the juniper tree was a white desert broom bush, a broom bush that grew in the dry wilderness. A small puny refuge, wouldn't you think? A juniper tree, small little refuge for that man to lie under. Oh God, it wasn't a big tree. He was grasping for help, grasping for straws. As he lay there in the sand, now I'm vivid in my imagination. I was right there with him. That's a fact. I was right there and saw the angel come down and touched him. I watched that angel bake a cake of bread. Wow, I saw the steam come off of it. Man, I could smell that heavenly bread. My goodness, that angel was fixing for Elijah. Woo. I looked at that cruise of water, and it was a pretty good-sized cruise of water. I looked at it, and it was clear as crystal. My goodness, you could see the glass just fogged up from being nice and cold. Wow. Wow. Well, the Lord says, angel, it could have been Gabriel. Who knows? We don't know. Go down there, my son, bless his heart. I've used him. I've blessed him. He's prayed many prayers to me, angel. Would you go down there and encourage him? How many feels like sometimes God has his way just coming your way to touch you, to encourage you? Let me see your hand. To give you strength to go on. I ain't through, Elijah. Great day. Holy, 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 holy. As he lay there in the sand, behold, an angel touched him and said unto him, arise and eat. I'm going to tell everybody in this house, the Lord cares about you. He knows your past. He knows your labors. He knows how you stood for him. He's seen your prayer life. He knows how you have stood for him. It ain't over. It ain't over. The Lord's going to come by your way too. I feel here right now. I think we ought to just pause and raise our hands and say, God, the Lord sees me and he cares about me too. He loves me. Thank you, Lord. I might be going through it, running from my life and wishing that he would take me out. But oh, God ain't done yet. Holy Lord, holy Lord, holy Lord. Arise and eat. I want to tell everybody in this house, God knows right where you are. Yes. Not just physically sitting here today, but he knows where you are in your mental thoughts and where you stand spiritually in your spiritual life. He knows your condition. No matter what the devils are telling you today, that it's over, it's the end, you ain't gonna make it. The Lord that called you says, I'm not done. It's not over till I call you home. Till that time, I'm not finished with your life. You are not done, child of God. Listen. And he, Elijah, looked, and behold, that was after the angel touched him. There was a cake baking on the coals and a cruse of water at his head. And he did eat, and he drank, and he laid him down again. God knows our frailties. Elijah laid down again. God knows our weaknesses. God knows when we feel like we can't go on. Elijah laid down again. Children, we are for flesh. Here he is giving Elijah time to recoup. The Lord is giving him time. And the angel of the Lord came again the second time. Raise your little hand with two fingers. The second time. Hey, Lord, the second time. He comes once. Hey, Lord, we don't get the message. God's giving us time to recoup. And he comes again the second time. I'm going to have to give him some more strength. Hallelujah. So they can go on. Touched him again and said, arise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee. Listen, stay with me, picture it. And he arose, he got up, and did eat and drink and went in that in the strength of that meat, that bread, 40 days and 40 nights unto Horeb, the mount of God. Anybody here know how many miles that was to Horeb from that juniper tree? 180 miles. Wow. I'd like to eat me a two or three big old yeast rolls and drink me a whole quart of cold water, and I'd like to go for 40 days.
Goodness.
Put some nice bread over that, or nice butter over that bread, and just butter it real good. And eat that bread and say, man, oh man, I feel nourished. It wasn't so much, Kathleen, the nourish from that bread and that water that invigorated him. I think a lot of it was that angel that touched him. Honest to goodness, if we ever have heaven to touch us, if we ever have the Lord to lay his hand on us, raise your little hand, raise your little hand. If we ever needed God's touch and strength to go on, it's now. How many's been in a place of prayer? How many's been reading the Word and you come across the Scripture? It did something for you. You drew strength out of it. God touched you through His Word. Wow. Just wave your hand to Him here today. My Jesus, my Jesus, my Jesus. Are you all ready for the best of this? Oh, God help me. Children, listen. Mount Horeb that Elijah was running to, it is the same mountain of Mount Sinai that Moses climbed up. It was on this mountain, Mount Sinai, Mount Horeb, the same mountain that Moses besought the Lord, saying, Lord, if I have found favor in your sight, I beg you to show me your glory. It was here that God said, Moses, I will make all of my goodness pass before thee. And the Lord said, behold, there is a place, God, by me, and thou shalt stand up on a rock. And it shall come to pass, while my glory passeth by, that I will put thee in a cleft of the rock, and will cover thee with my hand while I pass by. And the Lord passed by before Moses, while he was in the cleft of that rock, and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious and long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands. Listen to me. Elijah knew about this place. He read it in Moses' writings. If I can just get there, in that place where Moses stood, I'll be able to hear from God. When Elijah got there, he went back in the cave and he hid. While he was back in that cave of depression, behold, the word of the Lord came to him and said unto him, what doest thou here, Elijah?
Yes.
What are you doing back there? I need to hear from God. Is there ever a time I need to hear from you, Lord? I need to hear from you, God. I'm running for my life. I'm discouraged. Oh, God, I need your help. I need your touch. Listen. Elijah says to God, I'm going to wind this up. He said, I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts. For the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, throwing down thine altars and slaying thy prophets with the sword. And I only am left, and they seek my life to take it away. Did you know, children, that's exactly where the enemy of your soul, the devil, wants you? Come on, children, listen. He wants you isolated, to where the only thing that you can see is yourself and your problem. to make you feel useless. Elijah no doubt thought these thoughts, my ministry ain't doing any good. Everything I've done is vain with these people trying to help them. God, I know I've seen and I've experienced your power in the past, but you don't need me anymore, God. I felt the Lord right there. I feel like you're finished with me. That's the reason I'm back in this cave. I've had threats on my life that I'm going to be killed. Oh, Lord, and not live. Listen to me close. Just take me and get me out of here. You know what the Lord said to him? Elijah, you're all by yourself, but you're not the only one going through it. You know, the devil will come to us, and when we're really having it and going through a real hard time, we feel like it. Nobody knows where I'm at. Nobody's going through it like I am. Yeah. Nobody's hurting like I am. Oh, God. You might think, listen, as I get ready to close, you might think you're battling all by yourself, children. And you might feel like nobody understands and you're all alone. You might feel like other people that's serving me is not going through it like you. But I have reserved unto me 7,000 in Israel. Elijah, they've not bowed their knee to Baal. The Lord is getting ready to reveal himself to this discouraged man in a way that he'll know God's voice and know that what he's done with him, that he's got more work for him to do. It's not over, Elijah. And God said to him, go forth and stand up on the mount before the Lord. Elijah went back into that cave, and behold, the Lord passed by, and a great strong wind rent the mountains and break in pieces the rocks before the Lord, but the Lord wasn't in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still small voice. Say it with me. A still small voice. It's amazing that sometimes, Brother Tim, we feel that God is not moving unless there's great shouting and the music is fast and it's ringing out. Yes, he does move that way, and I love it. But he also moves, and he speaks, and he blesses, and he touches in the quieter times of praise and worship. And it was so when Elijah heard it that he wrapped his face in his mantle, went out, and stood in the entering of the cave. And behold, there came a voice unto him and said, what doest thou here, Elijah? Elijah, I'm not done with you. Right here as we close. There's more work for you to do. Get your oil. Elijah, get your oil. Go anoint Hazael to be king over Syria and Jehu to be king over Israel, and go anoint Elisha to be the prophet in thy room. Listen, when we feel like it's over for us and we're done and finished, God says, I'm not. We are going from strength to strength. If you could talk to Elijah right now and ask him how he came through, he'd tell you, I got my second wind. There's times of refreshing. There's times of renewing in the Lord. Bow your head with me. Jesus, we love you here today, God, with all of our heart. Your word is alive. Your word is spirit. We praise you for speaking to us, Lord. Thanking you for showing us that you are with us. As you were with the prophets of old and the saints of old, God, you are with us here today. We're going to trust you, and we're going to serve you, and we're going to go on in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God.